Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Guess who's back? Pastor George with more prosperity words. This time it's about rich.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Rich
so
is
welcome,
good.
George.
Rich is good. Gloria, thank you so much.
Good.
I'm so glad to be on the broadcast with you.
I just
have so much fun being with you and doing this together and preaching the Word of God. It was in 2010 when you called me up one day.
Yeah.
And you said, 2010, and you said, "I've got a brilliant idea." You said, "Why don't you," you said it, you said,
brilliant.
It was brilliant. You said, "George, why don't you come and do the broadcast with me and you can bring your notes on prosperity?" And I said, "Okay." And so 191 broadcasts later.
Wow, we're almost to 200.
We will hit the 200 mark, not this Friday, but the following Friday.
Praise God. Let's celebrate.
We are. Right. I've already planned something.
All right.
So we've got a special day planned for our 200th prosperity broadcast.
Wow. Isn't that awesome? Oh, we're glad you came.
And so we started back then teaching about prosperity. You know, I was thinking about this driving in to the office today, just meditating on the broadcast and what we were doing. And what we're doing here, Gloria, has everything to do with one of the major things that God has called you and Kenneth to do in the body of Christ. I remember the first time that I heard this. I was at a meeting, of course, working for the ministry at the time and at one of our victory campaigns. Mm-hmm. And I heard Kenneth say this. He said, "One of the things that this ministry is called to do is to teach the laws that govern supernatural abundance and prosperity."
Praise God.
And so we've taken that mandate, and over these last almost 200 now broadcasts have been talking about prosperity. Prosperity is something that God has made available to all of us.
That's right.
And that's part of the blessing. It's part of the blessing of Abraham that is ours. And of course, we always make these outlines available to you. These outlines, the way that I put the outlines together is exactly the way that I preach. I break it down into about three different segments. And that's why these outlines being made available to you, and you can go to kcm.org, you can download them. Gloria, we have had to date 450,000 outlines downloaded.
Sure. Isn't that awesome?
Now, people are interested in prospering.
450,000.
Wow. Outlines have been downloaded. So those are available to you so that you can get not only the notes that we talk about here on the broadcast, but there are other things that are added into this that sometimes we don't get the time to talk about.
Yeah.
So once That's again, cool. we are day 191.
Hallelujah.
Of our study on prosperity. And this series, we're calling it, and in a moment we'll see exactly
you
where
have
I
dissected
I got,
prosperity.
I got the title for this one. Well, I have some good teachers. I have some excellent teachers.
You're a good student.
And I have watched and listened and studied for years and years and years and looked at you and Kenneth. And really some of the things that we're going to be talking about in this series about being rich. I have watched you and Kenneth operate in God's manner of wealth. There's the world's way and there's God's way. And so the scripture that we're going to start off with, and in a moment, let me announce to you what the title is because it's going to come from the Amplified Translation of this scripture. But let's look at Proverbs 10:22. In Proverbs 10:22, in the King James Translation, it says, "The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich."
Hallelujah.
"And He adds no sorrow
Isn't
to it."
Isn't that a marvelous scripture?
Wow. Think about it.
Think
the
about
blessing,
it. Glory to God.
The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and He adds no sorrow to it. Now, let me quote you from just a few moments ago before we went on the air. We were just talking back and forth about this scripture, and you said, "If it's sorrow, it's something that you added."
That's right.
"If you obey God, there's no sorrow with it."
That's right.
So that is a
That was fresh.
That was fresh. I mean, that's hot out of the oven. Gloria Copeland, a Gloria Copelandism. If it's sorrow, it's something that you added to it.
That's right.
But if you obey God, there's no sorrow to it.
Just
so,
blessing.
Yeah, and the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. He adds no sorrow to it. Now, here comes the title. You ready?
I'm ready.
This is the Amplified Translation. I've got it written down here in the notes. The blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich.
Mm-hmm.
And He adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it.
That is very interesting.
So, Gloria, what we're going to be talking about on this series is living a truly rich life. What does that mean? How do we conduct ourselves?
That's good. I like that.
How do we prepare ourselves for prosperity? How do we get ready for it? How do we develop the mindset for it? How do we develop the character traits of the truly rich? A couple of other translations of this scripture here. The NIV, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and He adds no trouble to it.
That's good.
I like this Brenton translation. It says, the blessing of the Lord is upon the head of the righteous. It enriches him, and grief of heart shall not be added
to it. Hallelujah. Isn't that good?
Isn't that wonderful?
Grief of heart. I like that.
Grief of heart shall not be added to it.
That's if you do it God's way.
If you do it. That's it, Gloria. If you do it God's way. I'm writing that down. If you do it God's way. And that's... really, that's what we're going to be talking about. Being rich, being wealthy, God's way. Rich is not a dirty word. It's a Bible word. And for instance, the Good News Bible here, it says, it is the Lord's blessing that makes you wealthy.
Isn't that good? Ooh.
So I want to put out a challenge to all of us right now. And I want us to dare to say this, that the blessing of the Lord makes me truly rich.
Amen.
Say that after me, Gloria, and those that are watching, they're going to say it after us. The blessing of the Lord makes me truly rich. Let's say it again.
The blessing of the Lord makes me truly rich.
One more time.
The blessing of the Lord makes me truly rich.
Glory
to God.
We're going to take some time in these next 2 weeks to enlarge our capacity to receive more from God.
In other words, the righteous know what to do with wealth.
Yes.
The unrighteous use it to their detriment, really.
Exactly.
Because they do wrong things.
Exactly.
And they go in the wrong lifestyle. But the blessing of the Lord on the righteous, those who know the Word and do what God says, are blessed.
Yes. Well, what you just did there in the last... what you just did there in the last couple of seconds is you summarized this entire series. This is Pastor George and Gloria.
Excuse me. Hallelujah.
So let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Let's turn over there.
This is going to be fun.
Oh, this will be good. We are all going to the next level.
Next level.
Let's go to the next level. Let's find out what God wants for us and get out of the poverty and lack mindset.
Yeah.
And we're going to recognize during this study together that there is a true rich that we can operate in that God wants us to operate in. Because wealth and riches and prosperity has gotten a really bad rap.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of criticism against it. But that is because people don't know the true use of it and purpose of it. And I've watched you and Kenneth over the years, and I've seen how the two of you have handled prosperity. And I've taken my cues from you. Kenneth and Gloria are two of the greatest givers that I have ever seen. This ministry is an amazing giving ministry. I pulled together some figures I think you might enjoy. You know, this is a prosperous ministry.
Yes.
But it's a prosperous ministry because you all are sowing all the time and reaping harvest. But listen to this. Total Kenneth Copeland Ministries giving to date.
Since when?
I think it may be when we started actually counting it. That was back in the 70s. I'll double check on that. But the figure that they gave me was $230,051,073. About $231 million.
Wow.
$231 awesome. Million dollars has been sown.
I'm not even sure how to write that.
231, comma, comma, has been
Hallelujah.
Sown from this ministry. These people know what to do with prosperity.
And think of the return on that.
Oh, that's a major harvest.
Wow. Glory to that's God.
Hey, let me give you this other figure. I think you'll enjoy this. This ministry also doesn't borrow money.
No.
From the very inception of the ministry, Kenneth and Gloria made the quality decision to not borrow. Can you have a ministry like this and live debt-free? Yes.
Well, we'd already done that, you know, in our personal lives.
You made that decision.
And we did it when we had zero, nothing. No yeah. house, no, yeah. no good car, yeah. no nothing.
Yeah.
But we owed money. And the Lord just helped us to see that borrowed money is not a blessing.
It wasn't. And he got
you. When you can have the real blessing.
That's right. And he got you out of that and into this ministry. And the total savings that they told me by not borrowing money, by Kenneth Copeland Ministries not borrowing money,
buildings,
is over 40
vehicles,
buildings, vehicles,
television, equipment.
Whatever. Over $42 million.
We would have paid $42
million in interest.
Wow.
This is the way to live life.
This should be a real encouragement to everybody.
It should be.
All right, tell me how much interest we'd have paid.
Over $42 million we would have paid in interest. That $42 million went towards preaching the gospel. Now that is truly rich.
Oh, my.
That is rich.
The Lord knows what He's doing.
He certainly does.
Anything He ever tells us to do is for our benefit.
That's right.
He's not trying to keep things
That's
from
right.
us. He's trying to get things
to us.
Hallelujah.
Not trying to keep it from us. He's trying
That's
to get
good,
it to
George.
Us.
George, I like that.
Good,
I'm
Gloria.
Blessed already.
All right, 2 Corinthians 8:9. We're talking now about the fact that rich is not a dirty word.
That's
it is
right.
a Bible word. Say
yes.
this after me. Rich,
rich
is a Bible word.
It's a Bible word.
It's not a dirty word.
It's not a dirty word.
It says in 2 Corinthians 8:9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that you, through His poverty, might be rich.
Through His taking the curse of poverty.
That's right.
It made us able to be rich.
Exactly.
I like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I have no quarrel. You'd be surprised at the people that have had quarrel with that.
They fought
over
it
the
tooth and nail. About it. And Jesus
and they blamed it on us.
He was made poor so that we might be made rich. Hallelujah. Rich in every realm of life, spirit, soul,
abundant
body,
life.
Financially.
I've come that you might have life and
have it more abundantly.
Abundantly.
That's it.
That's what he
That's
said.
That's it. Here are a couple of scriptures here, Gloria. This Genesis 14:22-23. That's number 2 on point B. Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread, even a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abram rich.
He said, I'm not even going to take a shoestring.
I'm not going to take
you.
A shoestring from you.
I like that.
To that king. He said, he was basically saying, God has made me rich.
Yeah, that's right.
No man has done it. Look at this, Deuteronomy 8:18, that's number 3. This is a great translation, Gloria. This is the New Living Translation, the 1996 edition. Always remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you the power to become rich. And He does it to fulfill the covenant that He made with your ancestors. And Gloria, if you look up the word rich, in the Hebrew and the Greek, I've listed out the mm-hmm. definitions down there.
Oh, good.
To increase in goods, to have abundance of outward possessions, and to be richly supplied.
Praise God.
That's what it means to
That's
be rich.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Wow. It is. It is.
What a blessing. That's a blessing.
That's a blessing. And even, I wrote down here, even the world knows better. This is a list of 4 books out of 25 or 30 that I found, Gloria. Even the world knows better. Listen to these book titles. The Guide to Becoming Rich. Start Late, Finish Rich. Dare to Be Rich. I like this one. Smart Women Finish Rich.
Is that a book?
That's a book. That's a book.
Wow.
And the scripture verse that I use actually along with that book title, it's not my book, but it made me think about it, Proverbs 31, the Proverbs 31 woman. That was a rich and wealthy woman.
Yes, that's right. Praise God.
So, Gloria, the bottom line here.
I'm already tickled.
The key to biblical wealth lies in how it is handled.
That's exactly
right. And the question that we ask, and let's go to the second page, the question that we ask is, what are you doing with your prosperity? How are you handling your prosperity? And I want us to turn to this scripture. I wanted to find a scripture, Gloria, that really delineated between worldly wealth and godly wealth. And I found it.
Good.
I found it. It's a great scripture. Isaiah 32, over in Isaiah chapter 32. Turn there with us. You'll enjoy this. And I found several different translations of this scripture. But Isaiah 32, verses 7 and 8, the difference between worldly wealth, godly wealth. There is not a fine line between the two, but there is a massive chasm between those two. And it says, let me read it to you from the King James, and we'll read a couple of other scriptures.
What?
That's Isaiah 32,
Isaiah
7 and 8. Let me do this. I'm going to cut right to the Amplified Translation.
Okay.
We have to kind of dissect it in the King James. But the Amplified Translation, it says, the instruments and methods of the fraudulent and greedy for gain are evil. He devises wicked devices to ruin the poor and lowly with lying words, even when the plea of the needy is just and right. But verse 8 says, but the noble, open-hearted and liberal man devises noble things. He stands for what is noble, open-hearted and generous.
Right.
Now listen to this. I wrote this down late last night. You don't have it on your notes.
Well, no wonder. I can't find it. You
where
didn't
is it?
Give it to me.
Oh yeah, here you go. You're on page 2. This is what I was just reading here.
Okay.
Now, I just read that there, but I wrote something down in my notes last night, Gloria, as I was going through this. And just listen to this. This is the New Living Translation of that scripture. Listen to this. The smooth tricks of scoundrels are evil. They plot crooked schemes. They lie to convict the poor, even when the cause of the poor is just. But generous people plan to do what is generous, and they stand firmly in their generosity.
That's good, isn't it?
Isn't that good?
I've never noticed that.
So that's the difference between worldly wealth and godly wealth. Now listen to this. I wrote this down on your notes there. Worldly wealth is about self. Godly wealth is about serving God and serving others. The world's motivation for accumulation is acquisition. I've got it right down here. World's motivation for accumulation is acquisition. The believer's motivation for accumulation is distribution. The worldly rich use people to get things. The godly rich use things to love people.
That's so good, George. Awesome.
Now, money's not bad.
No.
It's not a bad thing. The love of money, which we'll be getting into that here soon, the love of money is the root of all evil. But money is not bad. It all depends on who has the money and what they're doing with
it. That's true.
And I want to close out this broadcast with a quote from Gloria Copeland.
Oh, I know.
This is a series that you and Kenneth did called True Prosperity. It's an excellent series. I highly recommend it. I listened to it a number of times. And this is a quote that you had, Gloria. It says, whether money is good or bad depends on who has the money. When the righteous have money, they do good things with it.
That's right.
When the wicked have money, they do bad things with it.
That's simple, isn't it?
That's as clear.
Did I say that?
You said that.
I like it.
I'm impressed.
True.
That's
simple. That's easy.
And that is, Gloria, that really is the summary of where you and I are going in this series together. Whether money is good or bad, it depends on who has it and what they do with it.
Yeah.
When the righteous have money, they do good things with it. For instance, as I was reading this figure to you a moment ago, the giving, at least the giving that we know of to date of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, over $231 million has been given from this ministry. And I'm not sure exactly if that counts the airplanes. I believe that we are at this point in time in excess of 30 aircraft that either have been given from this ministry, sowed into other ministries, or finances have been given into other ministries towards their aircraft.
That's exciting.
Gloria, over 30 airplanes. I mean, you and Kenneth have set some kind of records that all of us are aspiring towards. And these two people are operating on a level of being truly rich, because to be truly rich is not only to amass for ourselves, but to allow that to flood right through us to other people.
That's awesome.
And to bless. That's what this whole thing is about.
That stirs up my faith.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as Glory and I launch out on this series together,
help us, Father.
That, Lord God, even though I wrote down these notes, it's the two of them that have inspired me and have inspired us to handle prosperity in a way that you desire for us to handle it. And so, Lord, we magnify you that. And I thank you, Lord, that bills are being paid right now supernaturally in the name of Jesus.
Debt is being removed.
Debt is being removed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Supernatural provision is coming to you. You are experiencing the riches of heaven, the riches of His glory
coming to earth.
And we know exactly and precisely what
to do with it all.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Oh, George,
boy,
that's
Gloria,
exciting. I'm excited already.
I just feel myself expanding. My faith is just expanding as we've talked.
Hallelujah.
I'm so looking forward to these 2 weeks with you.
Now, what day is this? This is
191.
191 days.
We're headed for 200.
You've done a magnificent job. Hallelujah.
Oh.
And you've already got me excited. We just started. George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.